Well, we have to open the meeting. Special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. I'm Amy Sangillo, Chair of the Committee. We're joined by Alderman Blazer from Ward 6, Alderman Linsky from Ward 2, Alderman Rice from Ward 5, Alderman Merrill from Ward 1, Alderman Lappin, Vice President of the Board, Alderman Lennon, President of the Board, our committee clerk, substituting for our committee clerk, Sharna Sullivan, and David Olson, who is our appointee. Tonight, we're taking up item number 403-11, Alderman Lennon and Lappin, pursuant to Section 2-7 of the City Charter, recommending that the 2012-2013 Board of Aldermen, is that right? 12-13?
Yeah.
Okay, Board of Aldermen, reappoint David Olson as City Clerk, Clerk of the Board. Said term will be 2 years or until a successor is duly qualified. Alderman Lennon. And Lappin.
Well, thank you. I'll start if you say that's okay. Again, you could look at this, I guess, just as a formality, but it gives us a few minutes to kind of reflect and look forward to an individual who has done so much for this board on his tenure here as City Clerk and Clerk of the Board. It's a great pleasure to have the opportunity to work with David and to submit his reappointment to the board. I said very truly and honestly during the remarks of the caucus that there has been no one that has been a part of the success, you know, that I've had as president of the board as David Olson. I don't know if everybody here knows exactly everything that David does behind the scenes, but he's probably the reason why that we're as efficient and as effective as we are as a body. We've also, as you've mentioned, docketed some subsequent other items to look at the review of his salary, and we're hoping to get more into the details in committee at the time that we talk about that particular rules amendment that we put forward with David's assistance. Actually, David has been the sole driver along with Alderman Lappin in trying to look at some comparables across the Commonwealth on the duties and responsibilities and salaries of the city clerk and clerk of the board. But I can tell you that, at least in my experience, that hopefully we'll get into some discussion, you know, beyond just the nuts and the bolts, because you know, David has been a very effective leader for all of us, and I think that, you know, I can't picture not, you know, coming here every Friday or coming to a board meeting and not having David Olson at my side, and I don't know how others would feel. I hope you'd feel the same way, and I strongly urge that we reappoint him, get to work at looking at his role here in the city and how he can be fairly compensated or even better compensated than he is now. Something that's consistent, something that's done each term, and I'm hoping that we come out with a very strong, resounding yes in favor of his reappointment.
Thank you. Alderman Lappin?
Well, that was very good. The only thing I can add is it has been a pleasure working with David. And I just wanted to, Scott, I agree with everything he said about how important he is to the board and to the city. I do want to point out one thing, and that is that his job description, which hasn't been updated in a long time, includes lots more, off the top of my head, dog licenses, death, birth and death. I mean, he's taken on a lot more responsibilities with no larger budget. Does it seamlessly and never complains, and I just think all that should be taken into consideration when we do look at compensation in the future. But I think he's the best. He makes us all look good, and we should reappoint him.
Thank you. Committee members? Alderman Baker.
So I would say we agree with all of that, and just point out that I worked with David when I was president, and he did exemplary work for us. So, glad to hear from you.
Alderman Rice.
I think that
you know, David, a lot of times you deal with people in business, and even in the city of Newton, and you have an issue or a problem, and people keep telling you about how it can't be solved. What I like about working with you is you're always proactive, like, okay, how do we figure this out, and how do we go and make this happen? So but I appreciate all the work you've done for the board and the city.
Thank you.
Oh, no one's speak.
I'm going to cut things short, but at the appropriate time, I will approve it.
David, would you like to say anything?
Thank you. this is, I think, one of the most enjoyable jobs I've had in my career. And it has been a pleasure to work for all of you and work with all of you. And I enjoy coming to work every day. And I would like to continue to do that for another term.
Just another term?
I know, I caught that.
Every day.
We could negotiate a club option.
The thing I like about David is you go into the clerk's office, as busy as he is, he'll always take time and say, what can we do to help you? This I appreciate. Excellent guy. A1.
Thank you.
Madam Chair. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Ditto. So everything, and so the quick story is I needed some help with my little proclamation for John last week, and I don't know if it was worth the print that the paper went on, but David made it look good, and I did it in quick time, and it was like a last minute, and that's it's just emblematic of everything David does. So, don't leave.
I just wanted to ask, didn't we distribute the information with regard to the comparables for cities and towns and populations and job description? Did we distribute that?
I don't think you did.
We did a bunch of that at the time David was appointed. We had a full study.
Well, we've done an update to that, working with him for those joint, the docket item and rules. And I think what we had said maybe was that we would distribute it for programs and services. I think we had it the night of rules.
I don't recall it.
I think you
had it.
But I don't think you didn't distribute it.
Yeah,
all right, maybe what we could do is, cause when it comes up in programs and services, we'll ensure that we have it, because it's quite a bit of work. I just don't know why I didn't do the couple.
You got sidetracked because Paul was here.
I think it's good to have that distributed, but it's really the docket item that you'll be looking at is just to confirm that at every term, you will review my salary.
That's true. Maybe that's
And then there will be a separate docket item with an actual number attached to it.
Right. I think that's right. You're right, David. See, you're right. That's the reason why I didn't do it.
If I recall during that rules discussion, because I came in late, I thought there was a piece to add Dave Wilkinson in.
We did, and I thought we actually, Rebecca drafted a docket item for that, and I'm surprised it's not on the new docket. So
the way that I last remember it was I thought that you guys were going to have a conversation about whether to docket it formally.
We did, and I thought we were going to docket it provisionally to have his compensation reviewed at the same time.
Right.
No, we were going to, but that was, I had some language and I thought we'd just go ahead and have that on there.
I also had a call into Dolores because he's in H grade to see how much input we really have into his.
Well, it's. But
I don't want to take away from this discussion right now.
No, but I think if it's possible to just pull that up, because Rebecca's got it. It's just it's the language is there. If we could just get it on the docket tonight, that'd be great.
You know what? I'm actually hesitant to do that right now because I also said I'd like to have a conversation with Dave Wilkinson. So I don't necessarily think it has to be docketed tonight.
Okay.
I prefer to have that conversation.
I just didn't want to have it not go forward for some reason.
You still have the opportunity to get it on the January 3rd docket.
Mm-hmm. So. Rather than rush it, because then a lot of people don't know what we're doing. I'd rather not take away from Mr. Olson's appointment this evening as I can. I'll get that information to everybody in time for the for the programs and services discussion, and I think that once we go through a lot of that, if you look at the job description and then a lot of you knowing what David does, it'll be well worth, it'll be a good discussion, a very good discussion.
Excellent.
I'd like to love the gate to say something because I usually don't say anything. Everyone else did. Everyone else did. But I have no basis of comparison as to what the other city clerks were like. But I certainly...
There's only one, I think, that anybody ever worked with.
Yeah. So I could just say that the last thing you did for me in particular, I really appreciate, which was writing a testimonial for the alderman that was leaving. It really is amazing to me how everybody seems to work very well with you, which is not always the case, as far as I can see, in any kind of government structure. There's always somebody who doesn't get along with somebody. But somehow you managed to do it, so that's really a great tribute, I think.
Thank you.
Terrific. So we have a motion on the table to approve. All those in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Now, we need your parliamentary skills here. What do you do with technically already been acted upon by the committee for referral.
Yes.
But you can't, what do you do?
Just leave it on referral.
Nothing.
You've already taken an action.
I know, but so what do we report? Are we reporting that?
It's referred. It's referred.
Taken, put on the agenda by
they're going to be
mayor.
Referred out tonight, Steve.
No, I know.
They're going to be reported out tonight.
They're on their report document.
Oh, I thought they had our guy. Okay.
Yeah. So I just have to ask for suspension of the rules for this item. And
that item, yes.
Okay. So is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, wait a minute. What about the other two rules items?
That's what we just said. We referred it.
They've already been referred.
We referred it at programs and services.
That's fine. I'm sorry, I'm confused. I thought you were talking about David.
No, 334 and 275.
They're on the reports docket tonight as being having been voted to be referred.
Oh, well, 334, I thought we recommended approval to the full committee.
The full committee has referred it.
So you weren't, because if you recall, you wanted to give us a report, and because it wasn't on the agenda, Rebecca said you couldn't do that.
Right. So, it's
so that's why
I thought it was on this agenda.
That's why we had it on this agenda. So I think when Rebecca put in the report,
but that wasn't clear today, because when I went through the reports docket and I went over it with David, I said, how can we be taking these up tonight if they're already being?
I think that's an error because they were referred to the Programs and Services Committee for discussion now. That's why we had this meeting, aside from David's appointment. So, really, these two items are before us. That's an error. We can't refer something straight out from the Rules Committee and Subcommittee. It's got to come here first.
No, that's what
it's so,
right, it came to Programs and Services, and Programs and Services referred it to the next board.
But we actually didn't.
Well, what? No. I wasn't around, but what did happen?
Rebecca's sitting here. Lyle's sitting here. Lyle wanted to report it. Rebecca said, no, we can't because it's not on our agenda. So we couldn't hear the report from rules because it wasn't on our agenda of items to be taken up that night.
Right.
So I am suggesting that what happened was when she wrote referred, for the report, that got lumped in. But that's why this is here.
Yeah, that wasn't clear. Being clear to myself and all of the
I'm sorry about that, but it's clearly the report was to our committee, and this is why it's live, and so it really should be a vote from the committee on these changes.
So take it up.
can I just add, though, this meeting wasn't scheduled when you referred those two items. You didn't know you were going to have this meeting.
No, we did.
We did. That was why we scheduled it in part. Because Rebecca said we couldn't take it up that night, and I said, okay. And that's why we scheduled the early meeting tonight, so that we could make sure we reported it out for this board meeting and get it done by the end of the year, so we'll have those appointment changes in place.
Okay.
So I'd really like to get these voted out of our committee and just correct the reports docket. Because that's really
so do you want to just report it to rules and then...
I mean,
rules to programs and services, and you want programs and services to vote it out, so it won't be referred. So it'll just be reported out. Scott's rethinking his committee chairmanship right now.
No, it's just this is why we need to communicate everything. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying I want to do what's easiest, you know, in order for this. That's the reason why usually I take time to go over the reports docket before the board meeting, so I have an idea of what's going on, you know. And I saw those two on there that said refer to the next board.
Yeah, but that's a mistake. That's simply a mistake. So I'm sorry that there was no earlier notice on it.
Okay. So we have 15 minutes before the board meeting. So So we're not going to adjourn. Item number 334-11, Alderman Lennon and Lappin requesting that Article 1, Section 3, parens 6, parens D of the rules of the Board of Aldermen be amended to raise the limit on budget transfers or appropriations that need only be referred to finance from $20,000 to $50,000 and to add language to allow referral of all requests for changes for a funding source for previously discussed items to be referred only to finance. The Rules Subcommittee recommended approval on 12-7-2011. Alderman Baker?
Yeah. Can this and the parallel item were both discussed in the Rules Committee and approved?
Okay, so the parallel item is item number 275-11.
That's right.
Alderman Lappin and Lennon requesting an addition to the Board of Aldermen's rules to require that the Board of Aldermen review the salary of the city clerk, clerk of the Board of Aldermen during a 90-day period following the clerk's election pursuant to Section 4-20 of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances 2007. Rules Subcommittee recommended approval on 12-7-2011.
Yeah, and that both were recommended approval, and part of the reason is that the report talks about these as approved, and that's why, you know, not referred. So that's why I didn't.
Right, but if I had known that, I would have prepared myself a little better tonight to talk about these in front of the committee, that's all. So,
well,
I mean, I can.
You did a superb job the other night, so the short of it is that in our Rules Committee discussion, we were concerned about making sure that finance didn't spit out, that we weren't diverted into smaller items. Scott, I think, had found that there were only three or four items.
It's 12.
12?
Yeah, I think it was about, over the course of the term, I think there were 12 items in total.
There were a small number of items, sorry, which were actually taken up that were in that bracket. It's the difference between the finance clearing, which is $20,000 and $50,000. And so in order to make sure that that is dealt with by finance alone, that's one of the changes. The other is to clarify that if there's a funding source only, it only goes to finance. There's no other reason that the funding source change should come to any other committee. And then 275-11, just to clarify, is the process of review of the salary of the clerk, which asks for it to be done as part of the new term after the appointment. And that's what we were talking earlier about, the existing parallel to Mr. Wilkinson. He's an eighth grade employee, but at the time I reported that when he was about to leave us for Wellesley, I basically negotiated an increase in his salary as part of the reason to keep him around for him to stay there. And that was, you know, because he was our employee. He's not the mayor's employee for us. but he's been participating in the eighth grade process. But at the same time, we did take a look at that and make sure that he's treated fairly as long as well as the roles. So I would be happy to move both items in the programs and services.
So, is there any discussion? I think more than three or four people on this committee, on the Rules Committee. Alderman Linsky, Alderman Rice, Alderman Blake. Has my hands, so the only person.
Well, I mean, as I said, I think my recommendation on the Rules Committee, we voted for that.
Yeah,
I think that
Scott,
you gave your
recommendation to the Rules Committee.
We also amended a piece of the language. There was a suggestion made. I think it's attached to the
Rules Report?
Yeah, no. Well, the Rules Report of the agenda, one or the other, that says Alderman Linsky made a suggestion to change the word approved to discussed or discussed to approved,
right.
Vice versa. It's in the it's changed in the language because I forwarded it to Becca.
And I forwarded language to Becca about the change in the board rules to review David's salary. That was granted by Whedon.
Yeah.
Well,
that should all be in there.
We have the language for the Finance Committee item before us.
That should be part of tonight's agenda. She wanted it there.
I just
want to. I think there's an email for me.
So there is an email here.
No, it wasn't here.
It has the language that was created.
Where we put the referred
article.
At the end of the rules report, it says, Board of Alderman shall review the charter that puts city clerk on the Board of Alderman during a 90-day period following the clerk's election pursuant to section 420 of the City of Union Reserve. It's your email.
Right, and that would be a new article.
So both of those rules are in the rules report. So I think you can incorporate it by reference in our vote.
So this is just to be directly voting in that language. So it's
okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So is there a motion?
So moved.
You're going to move it?
Sure.
All those in favor? All those opposed? Yes, you may have.
Thank you guys very much.
So, sorry about that.
So we're referring it.
What?
We're just
going to
correct it.
Right, so we'll have to amend it on the floor because the report docket says refer.
Right, it does.
Right, okay. Yes. So you'll have to ask maybe.
Suspension of the rules for all three?
Yep.
All
right.
And who's going to be the lawyers?
Charlie.
Right, so Alderman Shapiro will ask you, you'll have to, he's going to ask you to suspend the rules. The three outgoing colleagues are going to oversee part of first call, so I think Alderman Shapiro is doing, when you give your report, yeah.
Okay.
So. All right, great. Thank you, everybody.
We don't have any second calls.
Got two simple things that are both going to be.
You're already moving things off the next.
We're buying over a second call.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Just wanted.
So
she got it wrong with the.
It's just the placement of that. I think that's what happened because this was going to go. I mean, that's why when I got the email today from Scott, he said we already referred it. But the whole reason, I thought I voted yours out because I had turned up for rules early,
mm-hmm.
but before programs and services. So I think what happened was she knew that we were going to take this up tonight, but it just got lumped into right after we finished, and Lyle tried to report it out. She said we couldn't. Then we ended up just referring everything. We didn't go line by line. We just did everything else. Just gets referred.
Okay.
It just got lumped in.
Okay.
And I missed it when I went through the report because I just went through the stuff
so
that we
got.
Up.
The mail.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
It's my fault.
Easily fixable.
So this is right. Okay.
Okay.
And that's the language that goes with it, right?
Both that can attachments.
Right.
202 takes down in the office and
nominates
the refrigerator.
Okay.
So 70?
Yeah, 70. It's Heslihan that's missing, right?
Yeah. How did you do this?
Oh, just pull the cap off. Thank you. You think Cheryl wants to pass it?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Good. Oh, I'm good. Cold. My nose is cold.
that. Oh, I can't believe you got it all cleaned. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, most of it got thrown out. It's just, I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, no, he might.
Roseanne took most of my old budget, actually.
You can do it from here on out,
right? Getting out of here before they turn the cameras on.
Yeah.
Room 202, right? I try. It's a little hot. Hello! Samantha! I was showing this to Rebecca. For their own meeting.